This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. It's Friday the 13th. Weird stuff to get to in the news today. Pat, what do you have? Quick.
We have a Vid Angel, which is trying to stay alive. Are you familiar with it.
This is. Do you have the right, or does anyone have the right, to edit something they have purchased if it's a movie?
Is it legal? And the answer seems to be yes, a definitive yes. And a lot of people are saying it's
to
shady.
You.
Definitive.
Definitive.
You've been sued by every company
to
on earth.
You.
Wait till you hear.
Really?
I think you'll agree.
I believe the Supreme Court is going to disagree.
We'll see.
On that.
They might.
Also, Stu, your weird Friday the 13th. Go ahead. Come on. Bring it to the table.
Well, I've got a couple things. We know they're talking. We got all the Obamacare stuff going on.
Not good enough.
What about the different plans that actually could replace it? We always hear repeal and you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, no, I actually do. I want it. We're going to try to touch on the plans that will replace Obamacare. Mm-hmm. I always thought the American people would decide what that would be, but nope. The GOP has another idea. We'll get to that. Right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Cause we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I feel bad because I didn't go to Jeffy for his weird story, which is actually a very good one.
George Soros losing $1 billion after the Trump election.
Isn't that good? That is just, it makes me feel
that's a
good.
That's a story of the week, isn't it?
It really is. What was he betting on Hillary or what?
I didn't read the article yet.
Oh, you just went with the headline. Oh, congratulations. Thank America, you. Jeffy
you
is
need.
You.
It's all you need.
At least you read the headline. I think that's rare these days.
That what? You finished reading the whole headline?
Yeah, that seems really...
Yeah, if you have a headline and then it has a secondary subheadline, I'm already past it. I'm like, oh, I have to...
You can't hang on to that.
I don't have... That's too much information for me. It is Friday. It's, my wife and I have been married for 17 years.
Wow. Is this the day?
No.
Oh.
Well, this week.
Okay.
We got married all through the week. Thank you.
Right.
We're celebrating this weekend. It's actually in April, but no, I'm kidding. we got married 17 years ago, and I cannot believe how time flies.
Yeah, I saw one of the pictures, and wow, it does some damage, I will say.
The years.
The years hurt. They punish. They're unrelenting, aren't
one
they?
Of the partners more than the other, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like, is she in a fountain of youth? Is there a some sort of protection? Was she hit by did a meteor crash down in your house and she was safe? Was she out at the store?
Are you saying that I haven't aged well? Is that what you're saying?
Jeffy, would you like to explain to Glenn what we're trying to get at here?
What they're saying, Glenn,
yes,
is that you haven't aged.
Yeah, I haven't aged well. Yeah, I did look at myself like an old video or something from Fox, and it was shocking. It was like,
oh gosh,
I was like, good. What happened to you, man?
You have that reaction when you look at one of your videos from Fox. When you look at one of them from CNN, you'll just keel over.
Oh, I know.
Thank you.
Well, you look like you were 11.
And do you remember how cognizant you were at first about being on TV, as were we all, of being on TV. And then we just kind of got beat with an ugly stick over the years. And we're like,
no, it's so true.
Whatever.
I remember first, when we first started doing the CNN headline news show and Glenn coming off set.
Oh, you dieted. I mean, probably the thinnest out.
You have been as long as I've known you. I mean, you were in
good shape
as any of us have ever been in.
Thin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
you're thin.
Shape.
Yes, yes.
I was thin.
And you gave me a very important, I think, lesson, which was that TV is the best diet imaginable, because every day you look at yourself and you see how disgusting you are, or you fear how disgusting you might look on television, so you don't eat and you actually lose weight. That lasted, I think, for all of us for about 6 months, when all of us got on TV for about 6 months. We were all losing weight.
And now I see myself on television and I'm like, I'm so disgusted by myself, I have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it actually is.
Right. It's actually making it worse.
Sad.
But 17 years, we have found ourselves, it's so fast how we are now becoming the top of the food chain in the family. How we are now, I've lost my parents, she has her parents.
Yeah, but, both of hers.
Yeah,
still.
Really fortunate.
That's been a real serious realization to us. We're next in line, because just about all of our, both our dads, both Jackie's and my dad, have died. And now both of our moms are ailing, especially hers. Her mom has lived with us for 2 years now. And she's developed stage 4 cancer. So started with a brain tumor.
She has had it for...
Good golly. Like, we went through this the first time about 2 years ago, and she had it removed, went through the radiation, did all of that, and then she was in remission for a while. And then a year later, she's like, I think I have a lump in my head. Went back, and sure enough, she had the brain tumor right back. And so they started doing treatments, and then they did another test on her, and it appeared to be in her lungs and her liver and her
kidneys, of pancreas. She in
that? You know, it's interesting because, she can't, she's gone downhill so fast. I mean, it's just unbelievable how fast she's declined. They told us 3 months ago that she had 3 months to live. So she's already sort of on borrowed time as far as the doctors were concerned.
And you've gotten word recently that
it looks like days now. Yeah.
Does she know?
She knows it soon, and she wants it to be. And it's interesting. It's been fascinating to watch this, heart-wrenching, but fascinating, because at first she was extremely afraid. Even though she's a woman of unbelievable faith
always has been.
She knows what she knows, and she really believes it, and I know she does, and she's just one of the sweetest humans alive. But when it comes right down to it at the very end, you're afraid, because you don't know the process. You don't know exactly how it works.
You're going somewhere new.
Right.
And
you've never done it before.
Right.
And you don't know what's going to happen. But over time, she's talked to us many times that her mom and dad have been in the room. They've been talking to her. They appear to her. And she's been prepared, and she continues to be prepared. So she's being prepared, plus she's miserable. So she wants to go.
Right.
She wants to.
It's funny, because some people would listen to that and say, she has a brain tumor. Of course, she's seeing things, et cetera, et cetera. But my father, when he died, and not a spiritual man, his last words, on his deathbed, he looked up to the corner of the room, and he said, yes, okay, I understand.
Wow.
Those are his last words.
Wow.
And so he...
Talking to somebody.
Didn't tell you who it was.
No,
right?
Just opened up, was aware, and was talking to somebody in the room and said, I understand.
I absolutely believe somebody you know and love comes and... helps you through the process. And it's, I know a lot of people go through this, where they have to take care of a loved one during their last weeks, months, and in some cases, years of life. And it is hard. Mm-hmm. My wife's an absolute saint. I mean, it's so hard. She's with her almost.
All the time.
All the time. I rarely see my wife for the last 2 months because she's always with her mom. And her mom
lives right in the house.
Yeah, she lives right in the house, but she's always in that room. And, you know, it gets to the point where her mom is only comfortable with her now. For, you know, she's uncomfortable. She lost almost all her hair, and she doesn't like that. And then
she really never really liked you in the first place.
So she's probably, yeah, and that's,
she's
and
probably being a little,
you know,
yeah,
it's kind of
she's
understandable.
Probably being a little
Pat's
honest
still,
at this
still, yeah.
She's like,
look,
I've been faking it the whole time.
Time for pretense to go out the window.
I mean,
and it has.
I'm so close, and I just have to tell the truth. I don't want that held against me. I've never liked your husband. And,
I think she likes me more than Jackie does. So once she
I
goes,
believe that to
yeah,
be true.
It's true.
I believe that to
it's
be true.
True. So, but I have a new appreciation for people who take care of loved ones at the end, because it's
hard. They're becoming the baby. It's amazing.
Jackie is literally now her mother, and her mother is now the child.
It's the way of. That's mm-hmm. the circle of life.
It is.
And it's...
You return to kind of what you were when you came to the earth in the first place.
Yeah.
Was there a thought of having her go to...
Hospice
anywhere from assisted living to, you know...
Not from Jackie.
No.
There was no way she'd even consider it. And I've asked her many times. Because, you know, my concern is for...
Real medical care.
My mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But also for Jackie. Mm-hmm. And I see how hard this has been. And I've asked her many times, when does this get too hard? When is this too much for you? And she said, never. Multiple times. And so, but hospice does come. If you're in this situation and you don't have hospice, you really should, because they're great. I mean, they take care of, they help. I mean, they're not there all the time, but they'll come in a few times a week and they help with the really, hard things.
I don't want to know about those.
Yeah, you don't want to know about those. There's some things that you have to do that are just not pleasant. And I don't know how people do it. You got to be a special person to deliver healthcare like that.
Reading about, I think it was Germany and maybe England. I was just thinking about this the other day. Remember there was the lack of nursing care in, I think, Germany. And so they were hiring... Just they started raising the price, you know, they're raising the wages, and they were hiring just anybody to do it, and it was not working out well. I mean, you can't do that for money, and
no,
you know, you're called to nursing, especially the elderly.
It seems too that there's a generational divide on whether it's a good idea to go to one of these places, like assisted living or something where you're having constant medical attention, where people would come and visit
and
a home or whatever,
if you're
as it's
80,
been called.
You have a really bad impression of what those places are like.
And
they're not,
say,
I don't think
not like
most,
that.
There might still be some like that
sure.
that are really the hell holes that they used to be. But I think there's a lot of really good assisted living or the full-time care places that
still,
really,
you know, every
care
time
about people.
I was home teaching a woman who is in one of those assisted living spaces, and she was in bed, and it was a very, very nice place. Very nice place.
Clean and
clean
attentive
and
people.
And, and the people were nice, and it was really nice. Now it might be a horror show at night. I don't know, but I mean, it's appeared really nice. It's still not your home. It's
not
still
right. That's true.
You know, it's
That's
still
really
a place
true.
Where the person who was in your bed
You're not comfortable.
Died.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not the same.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. But I mean, you know, I think, I mean, that does not, I don't know, maybe I'll change as I get older. But I mean, to me, it's like,
no, we're caping this and we're going to play it for your children. We're locking you up in a home.
Isn't that something that you focus on? I mean, you know, look, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you have millions and millions in debt, and I think you're probably in a financial position that you're not going to have to be a burden on your children unless you really screw it up. Jeffy, on the other hand, already is a burden on their children.
I would hope that I would have the insurance or the money that we could hire somebody to care for all the things my children. I wouldn't want my children to do. It would be horrible. I'd be embarrassed. Right. And you know what I mean? It would be horrible.
You don't want to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, I don't want to do that to my children. But I have
asked just for a bullet in my head if I get to that. If I get to that condition, just put me out of my misery. I don't want anybody changing my diapers.
And I've said okay
no.
to that.
Yeah, and it's...
And you've volunteered.
Oh, yeah, nicely. Don't you worry about that.
We're going to auction off the trigger.
The trigger person?
Yeah, the trigger person. We feel we can
wow,
raise a lot of money.
Wow, you think it'll be that popular?
Very popular.
Okay.
Just here in the building, there's the money we'll be able to raise for charity. Or just to go out and have a good celebration.
Yeah. In fact, maybe some people have even volunteered to do that before I get to that condition.
Right, I mean, I'm just saying, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Maybe we could set up an Indiegogo with the audience and they can raise money.
Now this, we've talked a lot about the Russian and Chinese hacking. Cybersecurity is a pretty big issue. One of the biggest cyber crimes that can impact you personally is identity theft. And that's why I have LifeLock. LifeLock scans hundreds of millions of transactions every second. Just think of the data banks now. Hundreds of millions of transactions every second. If they detect identity or your information being used, they'll send you an alert. If you respond and say, wait a minute, hang on just a second, no, that's not me, then they work with you to make sure that it's stopped and that it's taken off of your record. Make sure you're prepared with LifeLock. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best identity theft protection that is available. Memberships start at $9.99 a month, plus a sales tax. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-440-4936. Use the promo code BECK, that's BECK, for the extra 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-440-4936. 1-800-440-4936.
Glenn Beck. The fusion of entertainment. And enlightenment.
Because we are one.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
There is a really great service called VidAngel. And what it is it's a censoring or a
filtering
service that if you want to watch a movie, but you don't want the swearing or you don't want the sex or you don't want
nudity. Take it out.
You can just click on Jeffy. And it all goes to Jeffy's house. Anyway, you just click on whatever you want it to do and to what level you want it to do, and it will filter the movie as it's playing.
And it's an amazing service because you might be familiar with something called ClearPlay. That's been out for a really long time.
Yeah.
But when you filter stuff on ClearPlay, it just skips that part. So you'll go from, making sense, and then it skips 15, 20 seconds, and you're like, wait, what? When just, okay, it was nudity or swearing or whatever.
Right.
This just takes out the word and you can't hear it. Or this takes out the nudity and then it just goes right to the next thing and it does it so much more seamless. It's a really good service.
I have looked at this service for a long time and I'm a big fan of it. And in fact, I really wanted to work with VidAngel, but knowing the studios, the way we know the studios, they're just
you knew
not
they'd try to shut it down.
Of course they will. Of course they will. Hollywood, I could add profanity to movies. I could do a filter that made all of the clothes on the actresses blow off and and add some anti-family message.
They wouldn't have any problem.
They wouldn't have any problem. Do whatever you want. Go ahead.
That's art.
Yeah, it's art. They do not like, and I'm torn on this. I really am torn, because if you want to buy it, it's now yours. But what Video Angel was doing was you were buying it and then you were selling it back to them for what, $2 less, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, if you wanted an HD, it was $2. If you wanted standard, it was $1. Really good deal.
Listen to what you just said.
Why?
No, because you just said that's basically a rental.
Yes. However, I have his explanation. It's too long to play right now. But the explanation from VidAngel makes a lot of sense. And it's the reason they do it that way is because that's the legal way to do it. There was a standard that was set up with the Family Movie Act or whatever in 2005. And that's part of what you have to do.
Right. You have to buy it.
You can't make a permanent copy for the home. So that's why they had to sell it back. See what I mean? According to the Family Act, I think, if I understand this correctly.
No.
Yes?
No.
That's what they say in this clip.
Okay, well, they're going to be argued in court that you can do whatever you want to your own video, okay?
Yes.
And you can edit it all you want. But you cannot sell or rent an edited video. If you own the video,
and it's not
you can
when
do
you
whatever.
Rent it.
Right. You own the video. They sold it to you for $18 or whatever it was.
For $20.
For $20. And then you
and
watch
then you
it
edit
filtered.
It.
You watch it filtered, and then you quote,
sell it back. Brilliant.
For $18.
Wait till you hear the explanation. You might change your mind.
It was a loophole.
You might change your mind. It's really not.
I might.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. 888-727-BACK.
This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
From the Mercury Studios in Stage 19 in Irving, Texas. Welcome to the program. So Video Angel is really a brilliant service. And it is a way for you to filter a movie so you can watch it as a family, and it does all movies, and it is seamless. It is really tremendous.
You can take an R-rated movie, make it G or PG or whatever.
Yeah. It's the best filtering I've ever encountered.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
Now, they got around it because at first they were doing it online, and then they got nailed for rentals. And so then they said, okay, well, you're going to buy your video. So
they buy actual copies of each movie that gets...
And personally, I think as long as, like Blockbuster, as long as they have all of the copies for what they're renting, as long as they're not...
They say
taking,
they do.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
As long as they have all of the copies that they are renting, so they bought all of those copies, again, like Blockbuster, I could take a Blockbuster video and do whatever I want. And if Blockbuster had a filtering service, I could just, okay, I'm going to rent that one, and I'm going to rent your filtering service, and I'm going to watch it this way.
Things don't look good, however, because a judge shut them down while the trial is going on.
That is absolutely
and that usually means they're going to lose.
Injunction.
Just shut them down. But listen to the explanation, because I was kind of on the side of, okay, yeah, it's a little bit shady, and they're kind of skirting the law, and they're kind of circumventing the process.
I don't think it's shady. It's just
But when you listen
clever.
To this, it's pretty straightforward.
Is VidAngel legal? VidAngel is being sued by Disney, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and Lucasfilm. You might be asking, are these studios just trying to get buzz by piggybacking on the VidAngel brand? We'll let historians answer that. But first, the bigger question. Is VidAngel legal? We say we're legal. Disney says we're pirates. But Disney made Pirates 2 through 4, so who's the real criminal here? Whatever you believe, know that
Good
if
point.
VidAngel gets shut down, it's the end of filtering. Here's why. In 2005, Congress passed the Family Movie Act to protect the choice to filter. Just as a director gets to choose what goes into a movie, a family watching at home gets to decide what to mute and skip. And filtering is like a fancy remote to make muting and skipping easier.
True.
So everyone has their choice. Sure, what a director puts in may offend some viewers, and what a viewer takes out may offend some directors. But being offended doesn't mean you get to make choices for other people, or else college students would rule the world. Well, Hollywood didn't like that law, so the studios signed secret contracts with the Directors Guild and distributors to create a force field against filtering. The contract said no one can filter or partner with filtering companies, basically blocking filtering from the whole streaming market. We only know all this because Sony got hacked by North Korea and their contracts became public.
Stop.
Probably because North Korea is a big...
That's incredible.
That
Isn't it?
Is.
That is incredible.
Isn't it?
That is incredible.
So who's doing the shady
you
stuff?
Know there, do you know, I was just talking to a...
The companies.
I was just talking to a company in my office yesterday, Hero, and they are a company that helps you put filters on all your phones and your computers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you say, I've got 3 iPads and 2 iPhones and a desktop, and I need filters on all of them. You put the filters on.
Like,
and then
what kind of filter? What does it do?
Anything. You could say
it will not do porn or
won't do porn. Let's say I want my kids, they get 10 minutes on video games and it shuts off after 10 minutes.
Wow.
Oh.
Have 20 minutes and you can put the minutes or the hours on it. Twitter or Facebook, you only have a certain amount of time and then it just automatically shuts off. It has a GPS locator for in case you're wondering what happened to my phone? What happened to my iPad? Oh, I don't know, Dad, it's missing. tells you if that computer has been used and what's been watched on it.
Wow.
I mean, it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to them and I said, why isn't there more of this? And he said, the best ones have been purchased by mega companies and then squashed. Kind of the same thing.
That's interesting.
Fan of filtering, just not the voluntary kind. And this is where VidAngel comes in, because that force field blocked us 4 times. We teamed up with Google to filter their licensed Google Play movies, but Hollywood told Google no. Later, when we tried to license directly, the studios said no again, even though we had the money. We tried to buy discs directly, and they said no. We made a product that let you filter movies you already bought on YouTube. They got it shut down. Our competitor, Clearplay, does essentially the same thing, and if they ever get big enough to be a threat, the studios will probably shut them down too. Basically, the force field worked. For 10 years, no one could stream filtered movies, proving that Disney is so magical they can make congressional laws disappear. But the Family Movie Act struck back. Congress knew Hollywood hated filtering, because before 2005, there had been 12 filtering companies, and Hollywood sued, let me check my math, all of them. They sued every filtering company. So the law said filtering companies don't need Hollywood's permission. They just need to meet 3 requirements. The movie is an authorized copy, watched in the privacy of the home.
Okay, movie's an authorized copy, watched in the privacy of your home. Okay, so they fulfill that requirement.
And no permanent filtered copy is created.
There you go. So, and no permanent filtered copy. So you have to do it like a rental, because that's part of the law. No permanent filtered copy can be made.
Notice that Hollywood here is like your fiancé's parents. It'd be nice to get their approval, but if you can't, you're still doing this thing. Also, they'll never give their approval, in my experience. So what happens when Congress wants a company to exist, but Hollywood doesn't? Well, it's gonna be a weird company. To filter streamed movies despite the Hollywood force field, VidAngel has to buy authorized DVDs and Blu-rays from retailers, sell them to customers, and stream the filtered movie to customers at home without making a permanent copy, meeting all 3 of Congress's requirements. That's pretty weird. But weird is not the same as illegal. Just ask Shia LaBeouf. For instance, it's weird for a startup to provide $1 movies without the studio's permission and pay by buying discs instead of licensing. But it was weird when Redbox did all those things too, and they were legal, though the studios tried and failed to shut them down. It's also weird that VidAngel decrypts discs. But if you've ever used a DVD player, then so have you, and you're probably legal. So let's look closer.
Probably.
First, the discs. A law called the DMCA forbids unauthorized decryption of discs. Here's why VidAngel's okay. The DMCA doesn't apply here. Congress wanted the Family Movie Act to protect filtering companies from unfair Hollywood lawsuits, so they made clear that filtering companies who meet those 3 requirements would be immune to Copyright Act lawsuits. And since the DMCA is part of the Copyright Act, it shouldn't apply here. But even if it did, decryption is necessary to fulfill the Family Movie Act. Without decryption, Hollywood's force field makes it impossible to filter at all. So either VidAngel can legally decrypt discs, or Congress passed a law that didn't change the law. Plus, VidAngel is legal under fair use. The fair use doctrine allows companies like VidAngel to use copyrighted works, since our use is transformative and the filtering increases Hollywood's movie sales. Meaning, the DMCA doesn't apply here, we didn't break it anyway, and even if we had, fair use makes that legal.
That's a pretty compelling case.
Well, here's the problem. It's caused by Hollywood. Hollywood is probably not getting a cut of that. They'll buy the 100 copies.
Enough
right.
Cut.
They're not they'll buy 100 copies, and then they don't get a piece of every rental.
Here's the thing, though. They tried to cut them in on it at the beginning, and they said no.
I know.
But regardless, they're increasing their sales. I mean, these discs are available at stores.
And what's truly amazing to me is we are at a time when a la carte is it. Everything in our society now is about customization. Everything.
In Hollywood, the lovers of free speech, doesn't matter how I want to watch it. Yes, they have no belief in that whatsoever.
They don't love free
speech. Create your content. Create it. That's great. Let me soak it in any way I want.
Can you imagine if somebody said, we have talked about making future versions of the Blaze and Blaze Radio. And by the way, there's a new update coming of this program and some things that we're doing on glennbeck.com that we're going to be announcing soon along this vein, but it's exciting for us. We've been talking for a long time. If you could take this show and cut it up into just not segments, but topics or moods. I want to just hear the guys talking about funny stuff, or I want to, when they're laughing, or when the warnings, or I want to hear just the talk about politics. And you could take this show and it would reshuffle everything and put it together in the order that was most important to you, or filter out all the stuff that you didn't like.
The Jeffy parts.
Right. Why wouldn't I want that to happen? Why wouldn't, if you're like, you know what, I listen to Glenn, but I can't stand when Glenn's on. If that's what was stopping you from listening to this show, literally, I just want to hear Pat, Stu, and Jeffy, I hate Glenn. I would be the first one to promote a filter that filtered me out if it meant you were going to watch or see our content. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense except the hatred of people who have different standards than you. Well, that shut down the room. Look, everybody's like, everybody just looked at me. Just shook their head yes.
Yes.
I was just daydreaming about a world in which this show happened and we didn't hear you.
That's not possible.
Wow. That is an amazing. I mean, it does seem like that's a good case. I would assume that the multi-billion dollars in legal fees that the studios have paid over the years will result in them having a pretty good case too.
Well, obviously something convinced the judge, unless he's just a Hollywood hack.
Yeah.
And maybe he or she is, but they shut it's currently shut down. You can't use the service right now. So,
that Hollywood did not file this in a district that wasn't friendly to Hollywood.
It's probably Los Angeles, California. I mean,
yeah, you're most likely doing a little bit of judge shopping.
Better believe it.
Of where you're going to file this suit.
And look who's brought the lawsuit. I mean, Disney, Warner Brothers, Lucasfilm, and 20th Century Fox.
Now let me
switch. All the big players in Hollywood.
Let me switch this around, though. If you said, Pat, you were doing a show, and what you really believed in is what you said, and you didn't want somebody. Somebody said, I don't like all the times that he talks about, you know, faith. I don't like that. And you thought, that's what I am. That's the essence of who I am. And I made the show. I decided. It's the Pat Gray Show.
Yeah. But, okay, so you're saying that the F word is the essence of who these guys are?
I think that's really what you have to argue.
Because you're not taking out their vision. You're not taking out their point of view. You're not taking out perspective. You're taking out the F word.
Regardless, anybody who listens to this show on demand can skip any time they hear you talking about faith, and they can just skip forward.
They could skip.
They can pick the podcast clips that they want.
I know, but what I'm asking you is to look at it now from their side. If they say, that is the way I wanted it.
It's hard to see that side, though. I mean, all
it is with filtering,
aren't you required
to? Is the naked sex scene that important to these guys?
Jeffy?
And now
well,
this.
You know how I feel about this.
And now this. Yesterday, we talked about the burglaries on the northwest side of Chicago. Nearly all the robberies happened in the middle of the day while the families were at work or school. Protecting your home is paramount, but it's not tough. It's really not. With Simply Safe Home Security, you can ensure that your home is protected whether you're there or away. Simply Safe Home Security extended their massive holiday sale one last time. Right now, $200 off their best-selling Defender Security Package. Final chance to get this deal. 17-piece system of pure protection, round-the-clock alarm monitoring and police dispatch. The minute your home faces danger, you know about it and the police know about it. This system is the new way of protecting your home. I don't know how these, you know, home security companies of the past are going to survive. I really don't. Simply Safe is this Defender package with $200 off by the end of the, you know, until the end of this month. $200 off. You're paying $399 for a 17-piece system of protection. Everything you need for $399. And if you want to have the police called or you just want the siren, if you want the siren, you don't pay a monthly fee. If you want to have it monitored, let's say just at Christmas time, just in December, you can say just in December because there's no contract. So you can cancel that at any time, and it's $14.99. SimplySafeBeck.com. That's SimplySafeBeck.com. Go there now. $200 off. SimplySafeBeck.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So, Stu, this is my favorite time to talk about this.
Okay.
With a minute and 49 seconds left in the broadcast, tell us of the options of Obamacare.
I can't do it.
Oh, darn it.
Got a giant background.
Come on. Come on, Stu.
You know what we should talk about then is the big stars that are going to be performing at the inauguration.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
Time for that?
We have time for that. Who are the stars? Because he said
ready?
These are great, and I can't believe that the Republicans.
Great. Oh, man. Listen to this lineup here. It's,
okay.
It's incredible.
Yes.
He gets a drum roll, too, that's that good?
Wow.
Paul Anka.
The that's Paul
it.
Anka.
That's it, Paul Anka.
Paul Anka. Having Paul my Anka. Baby, yeah.
He cannot be
I
still
I just a, keeled over from a heart attack.
He cannot still be alive.
Old. 75.
Oh, he's older than that.
75.
I will say, there is kind of a surprising one, and I guess I have more of a current star. I'm not familiar with the guy, but Stu is. Flo Rida.
Flo Rida, yeah. That's a big Florida? One. That's a big Florida. One, I would say.
Is Florida. A big one?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, then why wouldn't you lead
star.
With him?
He's a rapper, right?
Yep.
And is
so why
he...
wouldn't you... Yeah, but you tried
well,
to make it look bad.
I mean,
bad
the one I know
Paul
is Paul Anka. That's who
well,
I know. I don't
probably
know.
Probably says more about you.
That's possible.
Yeah. Is there anybody Is there anybody else?
No.
That's just those
the,
two.
The only two that they mention are Flo Rida
and Paul Anka.
Now... Coming out of Obama with Stevie Wonder, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Tom Hanks, every performer, actor, actress known to mankind, and we get Paul Anka and Flo Rida.
I hear Tom Selleck may be there.
Ooh.
Actually, Tom Selleck.
Tom
I'll
Selleck
take
is
Tom
a
Selleck.
Selleck.
I'll take him.
Yeah. I'll take Tom Selleck.
Take him.
He was still cool.
Good star.
He's still cool.
I mean, Bruce Willis, you know, Bruce might be there. Would he be there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mel Gibson might.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't. Who knows? Well, we know that Paul Anka and Flo Rida. Bad.
This is the Glenn.